Hi. Welcome to fifth and last part of Mean Stack interview questions and answers. This podcast includes top Mean Stack interview questions that can help you prepare for a rewarding career in Mean Stack. Question 81. Explain the role of Express.js in the Mean Stack. Answer. Express.js is a fast, minimalist, and flexible web application framework for Node.js. It handles routing, middleware, and other web application functionalities, making it the backbone of the backend in the Mean Stack. Question 82. Describe the event-driven, non-blocking architecture of Node.js. Answer. Node.js follows an event-driven, non-blocking I/O model, which means it uses asynchronous operations and callbacks to handle multiple requests concurrently without blocking the execution of other code. Question 83. What is Angular CLI, and why is it commonly used in Mean Stack projects? Answer. Angular CLI, command line interface, is a command line tool that helps automate various development tasks, such as scaffolding components, generating services, and building the application for production. It simplifies and speeds up the development process. Question 84. What is the role of Socket.io in the Mean Stack? Answer. Socket.io is a library that enables real-time bidirectional communication between the client and the server using WebSockets. It allows the server to push data to connected clients instantly, making it ideal for real-time applications. Question 85. How promises are different from callbacks? Answer. Promises are objects that represent the eventual completion or failure of an asynchronous operation. They help in writing cleaner and more readable asynchronous code, avoiding the callback hell problem. Question 86. Explain the concept of Angular directives. Answer. Angular directives are markers on a DOM element that tell Angular to attach specific behavior or apply special logic to that element. They can be used for event handling, data binding, structural manipulation, and attribute manipulation. Question 87. How can you handle file uploads in an Express.js application? Answer. You can handle file uploads using middleware such as Multer, which simplifies the process of handling multi-part form data and storing files on the server. Question 88. How can you implement data validation in an Express.js application? Answer. Data validation can be done using libraries like Express Validator, which allows you to define validation rules for request parameters and body data. Question 89. What is the purpose of Angular services? Answer. Angular services are singleton objects that hold business logic and data that need to be shared across components. Question 90. Why is server-side rendering, SSR, useful? Answer. SSR improves the application's initial loading speed and enhances search engine optimization, SEO. Question 91. How do you secure a Mean Stack application against common web vulnerabilities? Answer. Implement authentication and authorization mechanisms, use input validation and sanitization, enable HTTPS, avoid using inline scripts, and protect against cross-site scripting, XSS, and cross-site request forgery, CSRF, attacks. Question 92. Explain Angular's ing zone and change detection. Answer. Ing zone is a service in Angular that enables the execution of code within or outside the Angular zone. Change detection is a mechanism in Angular that keeps track of data changes and updates the DOM accordingly. Question 93. How can you implement lazy loading in Angular? Answer. Lazy loading allows loading modules only when they are required, reducing the initial loading time of the application. To implement lazy loading, use the load children property in the routing configuration. Question 94. What are the differences between PUT and patch HTTP methods? Answer. PUT is used to update an entire resource, while patch is used to make partial updates to a resource. Question 95. How can you implement pagination in a Mean Stack application? Answer. Implement pagination by limiting the number of records fetched from MongoDB using limit and specifying the page number using skip. Question 96. Explain the role of zone, JS, in Angular. Answer. Zone. JS is a library that helps Angular track and handle asynchronous operations, change detection, and error handling. It enables Angular to know when asynchronous tasks are completed and when to trigger change detection. Question 97. How do you deploy a mean stack application to a production server? Answer. You can use various deployment tools like Docker, PM2, or directly deploy to cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, or Heroku. Question 98. How can you improve the performance of an Angular application? Answer. Minify and bundle scripts, enable AOT, ahead of time, compilation, lazy load modules, and implement server-side rendering. Question 99. How does AngularJS interact with Express.js? Answer. AngularJS makes HTTP requests to the Express.js server, which handles these requests through defined routes and returns JSON data. Angular then processes and presents this data on the front end. Question 100. How does the mean stack support building RESTful APIs? Answer. Express.js, running on Node.js, is well suited for building RESTful APIs. Express provides functions for handling HTTP methods like GET, POST, PUT, DELETE, etc., which are essential for creating RESTful endpoints. MongoDB's JSON-like documents make it easy to store and retrieve data in a format that aligns well with RESTful principles. Thank you for listening to our podcast.